This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, FM 93.7, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe, too. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. By the way, that goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That goes for our mail haulers, our bulk mail haulers, taking the mail from the bulk mail centers over to the post offices, Felix and the gang, Trucker John as well, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, diesel, and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go as well. Let's not forget about the Amazon warehouse folks. And thanks for tuning into us. We appreciate you supporting the show, as well as the Amazon drivers out there. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America. And you can find out more about us by going to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check it out and find out more about us over there. Now, Frank Silvato has the day off today, and I am going to say the pledge. So if you're ready, put your hand over your heart. Veterans, you can stand up and salute the flag if that's what you'd like to do. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we hope you get it too. Now, obviously, there's some big stories in the news this morning, the same old when it comes to China. They got people in the street over there. It's just a matter of time before they open fire on them, I'm pretty sure. And then we have another situation over there where the big boy, big bad boy China is the big bad boy because of what they're doing. Of course, the lights are out in the Ukraine, not getting any better. Money flying all over the place from China. But I'll bet nobody has thought about this one. You know, folks, it's actually patriotic to question elections and the election process. Because perhaps a closing thought on the midterms, although I'm sure there's going to be much more time to be said about them going forward, I find it very disingenuous to believe that the vote counting process in Arizona, California, and Nevada can't be refined to be more timely and with less hands on the ballots, which is part of the problem when it comes to counting. Now, we in Florida had two hurricanes to go through, both in the run-up to the midterms and then voting, and our results were in the same day. There were no complaints, no claims of fraud, so it can be done in your election if your election authorities want to do it. The question is, do the states that continually have problems really want to do it? It's a question we have to ask ourselves. And you people listening in those states, if you want something done about it, you better elect people that are going to do something or keep trying until you get them. Now, I don't believe there's a smoky black room cabal that gets together and says we're going to do this in order to steal an election. But making sure that you have a dysfunctional system and refusing to fix it, refusing to purge your rolls, refusing to make sure that the machines work without glitch before election day, those are all signs of omission and gross negligence and incompetence. And in Arizona, I have to be honest, I'm very troubled by that election all the way around. The fact that the winning gubernatorial candidate gets to certify herself as the winner and oversaw the election process is immoral, not to mention illegal in some thoughts. And that she refused to recuse herself, that's just plain not ethical. Who does that? Well, she did. And if she's not ethical going through the election, she's absolutely not going to be ethical when she's in office. Think about it. Something's really got to change in Arizona. I got friends out there that are just scratching their heads and don't know what to do. Something's really got to change in Arizona. The people of Arizona deserve much better. And I couldn't agree more with that statement. You deserve much better out there. Now, elections have consequences, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're not paying attention and you're just voting the party line because, well, I'm a Democrat and I voted this way for 97 years and I'm going to vote some more. Yeah, things have changed, folks. There's some Democrats that may be a little bit more Republican than they want to let on. And there's some Republicans that may be a little bit more Democrat than they want to lay on. And really, the only people that are really who they say they are the independents, because they don't owe allegiance to either party. But the problem with that is they penalize everybody that wants to support an independent because they won't let them into the primaries. Think about that as we get ready to come back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm going to be over at the Village Inn there on 4th Street, St. Petersburg, here in about an hour from now. So here comes the promo for it.
If you're in the Tampa Bay area this morning, join the captain and me for breakfast at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete. That's just south of Gandy Boulevard from 6 to 7 a.m. That's the Village Inn in St. Pete between 6 and 7 a.m. I'll buy your coffee.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
The Captain's America Third Watch is proud to announce new affiliates to the program. Starting December 1st, we're on the air in Orlando, Florida on AM 950 and FM 94.9, The Answer. Also starting December 1st, you can hear us in Reno, Nevada on AM 1060 and FM 93.7. Thanks to Eddie Floyd for bringing us to his stations there. Welcome aboard, and we'll see you in the overnights Monday through Friday for the Captain's America Third Watch, your early morning news source.
And thank you very much to Pete in Orlando, too, for his making this happen, and our buddy Joe, and Joe knows who's Joe, who Joe is, so there you go, and Steve and Mark. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan at one of the dealerships, or it could even be one of the Acuras that they have. Now, it's amazing to me how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, and Tampa Bay, because Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. And it all starts with Moss Care, that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. Well over 600 new and pre-owned vehicles, all colors, all accessories that you can think of. Clean trade-ins are still commanding a great resale price, so take advantage and upgrade your ride now. Remember, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where veterans, active duty military, first responders, that's EMS, fire, and police, and church pastors, too, all get a great deal offered to you. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship store at 19 and 54 in Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura, next door to each other on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new, brand-new, spanking, shiny, clean, gorgeous Moss Nissan in Brooksville, Florida, on State Route 50, just east, and I mean just east, 100 or 200 yards of the Suncoast Parkway. Just east. So there you go. They're on the south side of the road, and you'll see it when you get off. Just pull right in the driveway, and you're there. Moss Nissan. Find out more about them at mossnissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you for great, great savings on your new or pre-owned vehicle. Okay. More to talk about here. Again, Frank Silvato has the day off, so he had something he had to do involving a personal matter, and said, sure, no problem there, Frank. You know, I wish back in the day, and this didn't apply to me, but it did apply to a lot of people I knew, Joe Biden is still pushing to have his student loan repayments moved into 2023. Now, the problem with all this is he can't do this legally, and there's more and more people that keep talking about this, even on the Democratic side of the aisle. Because the Biden administration has once again extended the pause on federal student debt repayments while courts weigh challenges to its loan forgiveness program. Now, that's the important part, number one. Back in August, Biden proposed forgiving $10,000 in debt for low and middle income earners and $20,000 for borrowers who had received Pell grants. However, a federal court issued a nationwide injunction blocking this plan after six Republican states argued it would harm their economies. Biden has asked the Supreme Court to reinstate the program. Now, the Department of Education says payments will resume 60 days after the litigation ends if the courts haven't decided by June 30th. The pause will be extended for another 60 days. There are 16 million borrowers whose applications were approved who must now wait to see if the student debt cancellation prevails in court. So where are we going with this? Well, obviously, not in any easily determined direction that I can see. So we just drag our feet on again, and we're playing games in a court of law, because that's all these people seem to know. By the way, oh, this is funny. I was talking about this on a weekend show, and I figured I'd bring it up again today. The biggest losers, five politicians who should never run for public office again. Now, it just so happens all but one is a Democrat. One is technically an independent. The first one is Beto O'Rourke. Because after losing three races in just 4 years, Beto O'Rourke was more likely to be known for his failures than anything else. He was a former U.S. congressman from Texas who suffered his latest defeat after Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott clinched a third term in the governor's election by double digits. Now, while O'Rourke successfully ousted the eight-term incumbent Democratic Sylvester Reyes in the primary before being elected to the House of Representatives in 2012, he struggled to win over voters after declining to seek another term back in 2016, despite seemingly becoming a new star of the Democratic Party. While he set a record for the most votes ever cast for a Democrat in Texas in a midterm election, he fell short of the incumbent Republican Senator Ted Cruz in the 2018 Senate race in Texas. Now, in March 2019, he announced his candidacy for president, and then he ended his campaign on November 1st after failing to garner enough support or money. And with failed runs for senator, president, and governor, O'Rourke's political future seems murky at best. Though perhaps not to him. He shouldn't even think about running again. And then you've got Stacey Abrams. Wow. She's been on the short list to become Joe Biden's running mate. But her batting average in elections hasn't been her strong suit. She's a media darling on the left. Abrams, who served in the Georgia's House of Representatives, has been a Democratic nominee for governor for the state twice and twice failed to win. Abrams repeatedly complained about her loss to Republican Governor Brian Kemp in 2018 and refused to concede. She spent the next several years spearheading a crusade for so-called voting rights, which seemingly didn't get her much this year. Her rematch resulted in a loss with a far greater margin than in 2018, and she even conceded this time around that she lost. And then there's Charlie Crist. Charlie Crist, the perfume parlor snake from Florida, is at least a diverse loser, having failed in races as a Democrat, as a Republican, and as an independent. Way to go, Charlie. As a Republican, he lost the Senate race to incumbent Senator Bob Graham back in 1998. He did have some luck after he was elected governor of the Sunshine State, serving from 2007 to 2011. But while serving as governor, he unsuccessfully attempted to secure the Republican nomination for Senate again, but rather than drop out of the race entirely after losing the nod to Marco Rubio, he switched his party affiliation to independent and lost again to Rubio in a three-way race. Now in 2012, he became a Democrat after endorsing former President Barack Obama for re-election in 2012. And as a Democrat, he narrowly lost the governor's mansion to Republican Rick Scott. But Chris was elected to Congress as a consolation prize after he defeated incumbent Republican David Jolly. He became the first Democrat to represent his district since 1955. And that was the old Florida 13 in St. Pete, Pinellas County. His latest bid for the governor's mansion as a Democrat also resulted in defeat after he was crushed by almost 20 points by incumbent Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. Charlie, it's time to go home. It's time to forget about this. You can't win, Charlie. You can't win. And all this fake stuff that you've done all along and telling a story about this and telling a story about that and throwing something else in there, when all people have to do is take a look at your record. You do have a record to run on, Charlie, but you didn't state it clearly or correctly or honestly when you were running for governor and the people found out about it. And then you got Hillary Clinton, don't need to explain anything about her. And you got Bernie Sanders, and I don't need to explain anything about him. So there you go. All right, folks, I'll be right back right after these messages. And don't forget, you can come join me for breakfast in about 45 minutes if you want. Jeff is going to tell you where and how. Take it away, Jeff.
It's a celebration. If you're in the Tampa Bay area this morning, join the captain and me for breakfast at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete. That's just south of Gandy Boulevard from 6 to 7 a.m.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Federal Aviation Administration said a single-engine plane which had departed White Plains, New York, crashed into a power line tower near Montgomery County Airpark in Gaithersburg, Maryland, Sunday evening. Two men in their mid-60s were trapped atop the tower, roughly 100 feet off the ground. Hypothermia was also an issue. The two were rescued in the early hours of Monday. Witness William Smouse on ABC 7 Chicago.
We can see the light in the cockpit of the cell phone from the pilot. We did hear that they called in to say they were okay.
More than 3,000 flights into or out of the United States have been delayed as of Sunday afternoon, one of the busiest travel days of Thanksgiving. Rain, wind, and thunderstorms are contributing to the issue. Another storm system moving into the Pacific Northwest is expected to bring heavy snow to the Cascades and Northern Rockies. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
In the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank. Frank had the day off today. He'll be back on Friday. Look forward to what he has to say then. By the way, his website, check it out, is undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. And, you know, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team, are on a mission. Now, they've been on this mission for well over 8 years. I've been taking the product for 8 years, a little bit more than 8 years. And I take it for one simple reason. It works. Their mission is to take as many people as they can and get them out of pain and back into the normal fray of things. Now, Relief Factor will help you, just like it's helped me, do several things. Number one, if you have pain, if you have inflammation, if you have swelling, Relief Factor will help corral that and keep it under control. Now, I've had it happen to me for going on 8+ years, so I know a little bit about what I'm talking about here. If you take this product the way it says to take it in the morning with the breakfast, if you need it again, take it at lunchtime with a meal. That should take care of 99% of your problem if you've got a problem bad enough. If it gets worse than that, you can take it a third time at dinner time, and by then you won't need to worry about it because it'll be gone. It'll be history. Even if you're in acute pain, I mean, that's just what it does. And the more you get in your system, the better it works because it goes right straight to the source of your pain. I've never seen anything quite like it. And it works. It really, honest to God, works. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, 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 and for $19.95, you can try the three-week quick start and find out what I've already found out. It is 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. And it comes in little convenient individual packets with four capsules, easy-to-swallow capsules in each packet. Of course, it also will support your healthy joints and muscles, too. But more than likely, it'll get you out of pain or close to it. So see if Relief Factor will work for you the way it's worked for me and hundreds of thousands of other people. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Okay. Now, China. Protests have erupted across China calling for Xi's downfall as the COVID anger is mounting and getting worse. The wave of civil disobedience is just totally unprecedented in mainland China since President Xi assumed power about a decade ago. And frustration mounts over his signature zero COVID policy nearly 3 years into the pandemic. The COVID measures are also exacting a heavy toll on the world's second largest economy. You probably heard about the iPhones, the iPhone 14s. They had to shut down the plant that was making them. If you're waiting on one, you might be waiting quite a while. And there are other things going on there, too, when it comes to manufacturing, because so many things are now made in China. Thank you very much, Joe Biden. So we'll see where this goes, but right now they're on the verge of, I hate to call it this, but I'm going to, civil war. They're on the verge of civil war. They want Xi gone. These protesters want Xi gone. They want him removed from power. Will it happen? I doubt it. I doubt it very much. Now, today is also the day that Maricopa County replies to the Attorney General, their Attorney General, officially, with a letter. They're denying all the allegations made against them by the GOP, and they will also certify the election results in Maricopa County. I'm sure we all know how that's going to work out. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Now, Kerry Lake, the Republican, has definitely got a lawsuit or suits in the works. I'm not sure that a court will hear anything before she gets ready to do whatever. Matter of fact, I probably don't think she will. So we'll see. We'll see what happens after that. By the way, have you seen Ukraine lately? Well, not too many other people have. They're pretty much in the dark. Satellite pictures showing the Ukraine with scattered lights is the understatement of the year. By the way, Joe Manchin, West Virginia senator, Democrat, is on the brink of losing his little side deal. The GOP is now seeking his 2024 ouster. They are going to run somebody against him to beat him. Remember, West Virginia is now a red state. And it'll stay that way as long as Biden keeps playing around with their main industry, and that's the coal industry. And Georgia Governor, GOP Governor Kemp, launched a federal PAC. How about that? Fresh off his victory with Democratic firebrand Stacey Abrams, he started a PAC. So we'll see how that goes. Oh, a couple more things before I go to the caller. Adam Schiff. Shifty Schiff. On Sunday. On State of the Union, the CNN show. Says, and I quote, we will have to consider the validity of the GOP subpoenas before we answer them. We will have to consider the validity. Sure. That's a good one. He knows better than that, and so do you. And by the way, I hope you're not caught up in some of the delays Thanksgiving weekend has created. Over 3,500 U.S. flights were delayed, some of whom still aren't in the air. People are still waiting to go from point A to B and go back from grandmother's house to their house. We'll see how that works. And one final thing here. The GOP Oversight Committee will be investigating waste, fraud, and abuse after they gain House control on January the 3rd. And it's about damn time. That's all I can say there. About damn time. Okay, to the caller we go, and I think I know who this is. Is this Eric in East Tennessee?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for the call. Yeah, yes, sir. Hey, real quick, you're talking about the Chinese angle, the China protests and stuff over there. That stuff's been going on, if I'm not mistaken, for quite a number of months now. And I'm of the opinion that the
COVID-19...
been
going on for over a year, to be honest with you.
Fair enough. I'm of the opinion that the COVID-19 is a ruse for crackdowns on political dissidents and to keep people in line, because they've had an innumerable amount of crop failures, an innumerable amount of flooding. They've had mismanagement of the financial system over there. Real estate market has tanked over there. People are losing everything. There have bank closures going on over there because of the lack of liquidity and funds that are available for the people to withdraw. And this thing going on with the largest iPhone manufacturing facility.
Yeah.
I've read stories and reports that facility is actually owned by a Taiwanese company, okay? And there's over 200,000 employees that work at that Foxconn facility, which does manufacture iPhones.
Yep.
So how does that factor in? People remember years ago, they had to put up suicide nets around that facility because the working conditions were so horrible. The people were working there 12, 18-hour days, basically living in pods and stuff. So I believe, this is my opinion, I believe that what's going on over there is they're using COVID as the excuse to crack down and control populations. Now, I'm not talking necessarily birth rates or anything, but they're using that to control the population to keep them in line because they do not, all China has with respect to anything is you know, they have a fairly intelligent population based on IQs, but they don't have anything other than manufacturing for Western corporations. That's it.
Well, everything you're saying sounds perfectly sensible to me, but now you got to prove it.
Well, I understand. I mean, it's not a lot of circumstances.
All right, here comes the music, Eric. I'm going to have to let you go, but what you're saying makes perfect sense, but now you have to prove it. That's the hard part. Okay, thanks, Eric. All right. Eric, East Tennessee, appreciate his call. Appreciate his input. And I'll be back, folks, with final segment. The Sports Zone guy, Patrick Hyland, is going to be on the line. We'll see what he has to say about the game last night. Holy cow. Games. Let's put it that way. Games.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Tampa Bay area this morning, join the captain and me for breakfast at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete. That's just south of Gandy Boulevard from 6 to 7 a.m. That's the Village Inn in St. Pete between 6 and 7 a.m. I'll buy your coffee.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. That's Jeff from Sarasota. We'll be over there at the Village Inn on 4th Street, just south of Gandy, about, what is it, three lights on the left. There you go. There's a Taco Bell just before you get there. So you see the Taco Bell on the left, the Krispy Kreme donuts on the right. You know you're right across the street from it. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends down in Sarasota, Dominique's Blinds and Decor. Dominique's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh. They are your Hunter Douglas dealer, with all their blinds and shades and shutters being made in the U.S. of A. And Dominique's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Just give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or stop by the store. That phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you some money. And it's Christmas time. A lot of people are doing some decorating on their places and whatnot. Shades and blinds and shutters are a way to go. Okay, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, the Sports Zone guy, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Crazy day in sports yesterday, in football, that is, the NFL. Boy, just surprising games. You know, the Vegas oddsmakers had the Bucs winning by 3 up in Cleveland. Well, they lost by 6, and it went into overtime, 23-17. Who would have thunk it? So, very interesting ballgame to start out the day, to say the least. The Miami Dolphins took care of business against the Houston Texans, 30-15. And now, getting back to that Buck game a little bit, Captain. A couple times, I don't understand why they didn't go for it, you know, on 4th and 2 or kick the field goal. Didn't seem to be in control or confident. And I'm surprised Tom Brady didn't say, no, guys, we're going for it. But it's a new year.
Well, at the very least, with one of those calls, there was a doable field goal. I would have gone for the field goal. Suddenly, I got a 10-point lead. Changes the nature of the game.
No doubt about it, it does. And then, you know, how do you let them drive all the way down the field and score a touchdown to tie?
You had to know it was coming, though. You had to know it was coming. I mean, I've seen that. How many times have we seen that week after week after week after week?
Yeah. Well, the crazy thing about it was, who would have thunk, you know, on 4th down and goal in the back of the end zone, the kid Njoku, who played at the University of Miami, comes up with the catch. He's been injured a lot off and on this year, but that was one heck of a catch.
Oh, I got to ask you a question. What's going on with Aaron Rodgers? He broke his thumb again?
Yeah, it didn't look good, Cap. No.
And he's got an oblique injury to boot?
Yeah, crazy year for this guy. You know, they let their star wide receiver go to the Raiders, who's done well for the Raiders, but the Raiders haven't done much. But they did pull off a victory yesterday against the Seattle Seahawks. And that was a crazy wild 4 o'clock, 35-34, Captain.
Well, I've heard people say that you don't necessarily need the use of your thumb, but I think if you're a quarterback, you do.
It just might be helpful. No, on your hand, your thumb's your most important, you know, finger. So anyway, just cracks me up. You know, people have their own. Now, could you maybe play defense and rush with that? Yeah,
sure.
But playing any other position is going to be very.
But can you imagine how painful that is?
Oh man, no, it's a very painful, Captain. I've had it broken. It's not fun at all. It's very, very painful. And all you can do is ice it, and they pop it back, and then you put it in the cast. You know, or those guys nowadays, they have the surgeons right there to, you know.
Well, he's going to have that surgically repaired. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, so I didn't think they were going 4 games ago when I saw how they played. I didn't think they were going to go far in the playoff picture anyway, the Packers. So that was a crazy game last night against the Eagles, too. It looked good, and then didn't look so good. So very interesting.
I'll tell you what, I am a Jalen Hurts believer.
The kid finds a way to win, man. He's a gamer. He gives you 100%. And the coaching staff is very smart how they're utilizing him. You know, it's a different NFL. The quarterback can run around like crazy now because you better be careful when you hit him. And they made the football a little smaller. That helps out people that aren't, you know, your big, strong, tall quarterbacks. Your running quarterbacks now have help. And they're changing the game. And we'll see how it transpires on how defenses are going to change. It seems like, you know, every few years we have cycles. You know, Matt.
Well, that was the first time that I'd seen him play a whole game. I'd seen him play a little bit, you know, because I haven't really watched the Eagles. But last night he really did impress me as a player, both as a runner and as a passer. And, boy, is he accurate.
Oh, yeah, he's accurate. Well, he's like a Lamar Jackson, and I don't know what's happening up there in Baltimore, Captain. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, they have a good team, but they're just not winning games. Now they're in that division with the Cincinnati Bengals, and those two will find out because Pittsburgh's down this year, so that's going to be helpful for them. But, and Cleveland's Cleveland, so we'll see how that...
Wait a minute, what'd you say, Cleveland is Cleveland?
Cleveland is Cleveland.
Oh,
they always find a way just to not make the playoffs. Joe,
well, they're 4-7 now, right, Cleveland?
Yeah, they're 4-7. So, I mean, everybody seems to a lot of parity this year. So we're going to see how the playoff picture looks. The Bucks, they're 5-6.
How about the Bears?
Oh man, they look rough. You know, I was thinking they might have an upset in them yesterday, Captain, but no, they didn't even show up. But again, they're going with a quarterback, you know, who got injured in practice, and then they had another guy.
You know who was them. You know who was right?
Yes, Mr. Ken Snyder.
That's right. He was absolutely correct in his call.
Yeah, no, they just having a rough year. We'll see if that Justin Fields kid can be something special. Speaking of something special, Captain, we only have about a week left of Medicare season for most cases for people. Look, if you're looking to save money, better your health care, get added benefits, give me a call, 813-966-1052. Captain, when I add up all the savings for people, it's over $4,000 that I can get them, from grocery drug card to over-the-counter benefits such as vitamins and essentials for the house, as well as your Part B rebate. It's going to be $164.90 starting in January. We can get that all back for you. So what you're doing is just putting more money in your pocket, getting to see a primary care doctor for zero, Captain. Now, a specialist for $10? I mean, that's pretty unique. Excellent insurance. So it's something people should take advantage of, but you have to meet with a qualified guy like myself, and we have to do some paperwork and get you taken care of. Mm-hmm. And all we have to do is just meet for about 30 minutes, take out your Medicare card, fill out some paperwork, I'll show you your options, and you take advantage of it. And all you have to do is give me a call, Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. You guys have a great breakfast today, Captain.
Yep.
Hello to Jeff Foreman. I wish I could make it. I have to do some things in the office
right
early. I have an appointment with somebody, but God bless you. And I'll talk to you Wednesday morning.
You got it, my friend. Okay, right. Thank you very much. That's Patrick Highland, the insurance quarterback from the Sports Zone. That's the name of his show, Sunday mornings from 11 to 12 right here on my flagship. Okay, folks, get ready.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, let me talk football for a minute, okay? The idiot, my Buccaneers, 17-10, down at the 5-yard line. They don't blitz the best linebacker in the game, Devin White, and put Jacoby Brissett down for a safety and win the game 19-10. That's the stupidest defensive call I've ever seen in my life. You let them go 96 yards against a championship defense. You out of your mind. That should have never happened. Let me say something about the Denver Broncos. You don't have Tim Tebow. You signed Russell Wilson, but you're getting your ass kicked, and you got a $200 million contract over there, and these quarterbacks that are starting over Tim Tebow. Hey, Tony Boselli, yeah, your Jacksonville Jaguars are playing meaningful games sitting at home at 4-8, okay? The same with the Detroit Lions. Give Tim Tebow one shot. I'll take the Detroit Lions at 1-year contract, and I'll win the Super Bowl. Let me tell Mitch McConnell and everybody in Georgia, if you don't vote for Herschel Walker, I don't care about the Bulldogs. I don't care about Kirby Smart. I don't care about the ATL. It's Herschel Walker, nobody else. God bless Donald Trump, because he's the only guy with the Captain and me standing up for the country with the 84 billion people that voted for him. Let's get to work and save the Constitution.
All righty, that's Todd in Tampa, and Todd in Tampa was in his on his best behavior today. We appreciate that, and of course, you know, you got to listen. You got to listen to the stuff that's said, because there's a meaning behind it. And if you can catch on to what he's talking about there, you just might figure it out, okay? He is all about America. Might be a little drastic sometimes, but...
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.